begin, just spend some time relaxing your body. Just make sure there's nothing else to do now and that this time is yours. Imagine you can breathe away any resistance to taking this time for yourself. And instead, breathe in relaxation. Breathe away any resistance. Breathe in relaxation. And I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And don't worry if you can't imagine everything I suggest. Everyone is different. And all imaginations are different. Just use my words as a guide and let the ideas wash over you. Some people don't see any images at all, and that's just fine. Your mind will imagine in a different way. And take exactly what it needs from this experience. So perhaps you can imagine that you're in a beautiful garden. You're sat on a chair or on a bench. And this is your garden, in your own imagination. So it can be however you would like it to be. You might have birds singing there. You might imagine your favourite flowers and trees. Perhaps even a water fountain or a stream running past. Just spend a few moments becoming familiar with what you would like to have surrounding you in this garden. Make it an ideal place for you. And then just simply spend a few moments enjoying it and relaxing here. But now I'd like you to imagine that this garden has no boundary. It has no rules inside it and no boundaries around it. So things are a bit scruffy. You might notice a bit of graffiti here and there. Dogs might come in and pee on things. People trample the flowers. And there just isn't the time to look after things properly. You can't keep up with fixing the damage that's made. And suddenly, all in all, it feels a bit sad to be here, looking at this garden. It might feel a bit hopeless as you look around. Just wishing people would respect what should and could be a beautiful place. You feel taken for granted. You feel out of control. This is like sitting in a passive person's life. Now imagine you could put up high, solid walls all around this garden. Now people can't get in to trample over things. Everyone is kept outside of those walls. The garden recovered and is now pristine. Everything is in order. It's neat and tidy. The rules are observed because you make sure that no one can get past those walls that defend this precious space. You feel in control. But there's a sense of sadness here. You look around and realize how lonely it is. There's no fun, no laughter, no joy. Because those defenses keep all of this out too. This is like sitting in an aggressive person's life. Now imagine this same garden, but this time imagine it with some boundaries around it, but those boundaries are flexible. So perhaps a nice white picket fence or a hedge where there's a gate for people to enter and to exit. You can see out of your garden. And other people can see in. There's a transparency as well as a boundary. And you might choose to have control over that gate. So you can buzz people in, or you might allow free access to everyone. As long as they obey the rules. If someone were to behave inappropriately, you can simply ask them to leave and enforce conditions on possible future re-entry. As you sit and look around this version of your garden, you're struck by how peaceful and harmonious things feel here. There is laughter and joy in abundance. And you really feel that you're in a positive environment where you can be your true and best self. Although it can feel uncomfortable to have to lay down those boundaries to those who act inappropriately, it feels so worth it for the harmony it protects. You are overcome by feelings of contentment, well-being and peace. When an environment like this is normal for you, whatever you want in your life becomes possible because you have easy access to your strength and your resources. Life feels good in this garden. This is sitting in an assertive person's life. Imagine your life as this garden. Choose wisely how you will protect it. And notice how you feel in it. Notice how other people treat it. This is your garden and your choice.